Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
We brought up, you know, just the notion of the July 31st, 6 p.m. trade deadline.
Tread lightly here.
Because I don't want to say anything.
Tread lightly.
Well, I think it's hard not to look at this thing and say, look where the Guardians are right now. Look where they are in the Central. Now, you can. I think you also have to look at where they are in the wild card. True?
Yes.
So the wild card gives you hope. Unfortunately, you know,
you don't need to be the best team over 162. Just get in, as Dwayne said.
He's right.
Dwayne Kuiper was with us.
Yep.
Giants won, you know, wild card.
So the Guardians go into tonight's game 9.5 games back on the Tigers at an even 35-35. Now, if you want to look at the wild card standings, knock yourself out. They are only one game back on a wild card spot where the three wild cards there, right? But they also have three teams to jump over, Seattle, Minnesota, and Texas. But again, it is June 17th, so it's way too early to be looking at some of the, I think it is.
But. Well, I think it's also too early. Mm-hmm. But there's one question here, and I think this is a big picture thing, and you tell me what you think.
Okay.
Is trying to squeeze into a wild card playoff spot for 1 year worth keeping something together that you, let's just work under this assumption, that you think isn't built well enough to go long term? Do you know what I mean? If you could move some pieces and make your team better for the next 2, 3, 4 years, but maybe sacrifice getting in as the last wild card team and getting the snot beat out of you by the Yankees or somebody.
Jeff,
is that worth it?
What happens, though, if perhaps, and I'll bring up what we brought up in the last segment about trading Emmanuel Clase, okay? And if you felt like last year was successful, and this is almost like the Cavs, that you just need one or two more pieces, especially someone who can hit the ball, maybe someone who could solidify, and I can't believe one of your middle infield spots, why wouldn't you do it? Especially if you think you have closers in waiting. If you have closers in waiting and you feel like you can bring in someone that could come in here and hit over 300, right? Wouldn't that be nice? Or around 300?
With some pop.
Yeah. That, why wouldn't you do that? And if you're a game back, you know, can you be kind of a seller and a buyer at the same time? I think that's a possibility. If you trade the right guy, and I would think, Jeff, I mean, I'm not going to sit here for the next couple weeks and keep saying this because I hate giving up talent, and I hate giving up talent that you think can help you win, especially in the playoffs. And that would be Emmanuel Clase. It just, to me, the argument that both of you guys made, I think last segment, made a lot of sense. And I think you could go twofold. Could you be a buyer and seller at the same time? What do you think?
Sure, but I don't know what's out there that would make you immediately hop in and say, yep, that's my guy.
Is there a young AAA hitter that is right on the edge that some team might be willing to walk away from?
Yes.
Or a closer?
Remember,
So you're saying all in one deal. Okay, I'm sorry. I was going through the Rolodex in my head. I'm like, no, I don't want any real, I don't want a Rocky. No, there isn't a Marlin out there. I was going through that. I apologize.
Hold on. I just, in the last break, I just, for the sake of this discussion.
Yeah.
I had mentioned the Dodgers, right?
Yeah.
I typed in trade closer. That's all I typed into Google.
Okay.
Washington Nationals on SI. Proposed Nationals trade swap shutdown closer for power hitting Dodgers prospect.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. You know, do they want the guy from the Nationals, Finnegan, or do they want Emmanuel Clase?
And wouldn't you rather trade with an American League team over a National League team?
I don't care.
That means utterly nothing.
Nothing?
Nothing.
Zero?
Nope. Not a damn thing.
The kid's name, Logan Wagner, infielder with the Dodgers, power hitting prospect, 21.
Hmm. Greg is in North Canton. Hi, Greg.
Okay, first of all, the reason why you trade Class A is, number one, what he did last year probably cannot be replicated.
I don't know how it possibly could, Greg. It might have been the greatest closer season ever.
I'm sick and tired of trading for Jake Bowers 3.0. I mean, that is all we trade. Kyle Manzardo is Jake Bowers, Ben Broussard. We, in the gap between AAA pitching, AAA hitting in the majors is ridiculous anymore. I mean, Jonathan Rodriguez hits 40 homers in AAA, gets up here, looks like he can't hit anything. John Kenzie tears up AAA pitching. You need a guy that can, that's a can't-miss, bona fide guy who's actually played in the majors. None of this guys that are on the fringe, because we have a ton of those.
So, but here, the problem is, why would a team want to give up someone like that?
Well, if you got to win now, you got to win now. I mean, that's the thing. In the Dodgers land, you got to win every single year.
And you can replace them every year with free agents, and you have a good farm system that develops talent too, Greg.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. Some years, some teams just have to win every year, and you just can't keep this process. The bottom line is, if you think about the offense has been like this since the All-Star break last year. That offense that you saw in the first half of the season, overachieved. This is what it is. I mean, what were they? Weren't they like the worst hitting team after the All-Star break last year?
It's food for thought. There's no question. Greg, thank you. Greg in North Canton checking in. You know, we're bringing up the notion of Emmanuel Clase, and should he be the guy that should be shopped around here as we get 6 weeks out?
Or is he hands off? He's under contract, reasonable contract. He's as good as anybody at his position in
baseball. I'll go back to what Dan said, that you can ask for the world with him.
You give me $1.25 on a dollar, we're having a conversation.
I mean, I get it. No, I get it.
That's where we are, because the thing with the Guardians is they don't have to do it. This isn't Josh Naylor. This isn't Francisco Lindor. This isn't Ubaldo Jimenez. This isn't any of the, those moves. This is, I mean, he could stay here. We're good with him staying here. He could keep pitching for us. That's great. Here's my price. And meet me at my price.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
And unfortunately, for if you're looking to trade him, or if you don't want to, unfortunately, they have a surplus there because Cade Smith looks like he could do that job right now. And that's not, I mean, it's not, I'm not going to say better than Clase, but he's going to go out and get you saves and pitch well. I think Hunter Gaddis could do it. Andrew Walters was the closer in waiting until he just messed up, what is labrum, and he's going to be out for a while. But Sam Hentges is coming back. Could Tim Herron close games? You bet he could.
He is under contract next year, Emmanuel Clase, for $6.4 million.
Unbelievable.
Followed by two club options for $10 million and $10 million.
Which means some team could trade for him and have him under contract for 3 years.
For four playoff
runs. At a bargain basement.
Four playoff
runs. So now is it $1.50 on the dollar?
That's why. That's why
you were only $1.25 a minute ago. Now I'm already up to $1.50. Oh, yeah.
That's why the Guardians can sit here and go, you want to do it? Here's our price tag. Hey, Red Sox, it starts with Roman Anthony. Like, you can play that card because it's like, hey, man, you've got I got 4 years of this guy.
Yeah.
If you think you need to win now, let's go. Like, that's the card you can play.
And, you know, I can't imagine the Red Sox saying, that's a great idea, let's do it. However, If that happened, and Roman Anthony considered the number one hitting prospect in baseball.
Right.
If they said yes, I'm sorry, you trade Emmanuel Clase.
I might drug test them if they said yes, but yeah, I would trade them Emmanuel Clase before the drug test.
That's exactly right. But that's the situation. If somebody jumps and gives you one of the top hitting prospects in all of baseball, and I know prospect doesn't mean star, prospect means exactly what it means. But, I mean, you could slide Cade Smith into the closer job, and he would do the job for you.
Mm-hmm.
Could he be as good as Clase? Hard to imagine, but who's going to say no?
AP is in Strongsville. AP.
Hey, guys. Thanks for talking guards this morning, afternoon, whatever it is.
Our pleasure.
Hey, so a couple things. The first part is when you mentioned Class A and the Dodgers, the name that I go loopy for and hope that they can get is Andy Pages.
That's my dude, too.
I love that guy. I'd go pick him up from the airport. He can stay with me in the Ville for a little while he gets settled in.
The Ville.
Really excited about that. Here's a couple other things, though, that they have to do. I love both of these guys. Carlos Santana and Lane Thomas also have to be gone sooner rather than later. It would be quite frankly malpractice if we don't get CJ Cephas and Chase DeLauder 300 plate appearances, and we can't do it with either one of them still on this roster. I love Los. He's a Guardians Indians legend, but he's tying up. His value is not on this team.
It's right clogging the drain, right? It's clogging the drain, yeah.
It's now costing Manzardo at bats because they're giving David Fry at bats. And Cephas's main position is first base. And AP, I'll push back on you just a little bit. I don't know that DeLauder's ready to come up because he might not have enough at bats in the minors to, you know, to be confident enough to come up here. Sounds like Cephas does.
Cephas does. My thing with DeLauder is I believe next year he will be a guy that you have to put on your 40, otherwise he'll be exposed to the Rule 5. So why not just let him come up here? And you got to see, because what they do, what I feel like the Guardians have run themselves into the last 5-6 years, even going back to the end of Tito's time here, is they just don't get guys enough at bats in times, you know, in like a couple years ago, Tito's last year when they were struggling and they finished below 500, we had Ahmed Rosario taking 500 at bats. And you miss seeing if those AAA guys can succeed. You know, a guy that I kind of go back to, now this is a little while and a couple teams ago, is the Twins have a guy, Willie Castro, who could never play here. Willie Castro would be the perfect guy on this Guardians team right now. He's a guy who can play everywhere over the field, but they never give these guys enough chances to see. I think this year, unfortunately, looks like one of these years where they're going to probably hover around 500. They can't do it by getting Lane Thomas, Carlos Santana.
And giving away those at bat. I totally agree with you, AP. Thank you, AP in Strongsville. Checking in, 216-474-0092. I want to continue on with this, too. The thought of maybe Clase being the guy that you should trade, or do you have somebody else? Carlos Santana's name has floated around there. Plus, I got a couple other things I want to get to when we come back. Jake Chapman's going to join us at 1 o'clock. He is the voice of the Orlando Magic.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.